This is Dakota Datebook for February 5th. While many immigrants settled in the East, the Homestead Act enticed a large percentage to the Great Plains and unfamiliar land that had, until then, been under tribal control. The land they were able to claim was many times larger than the small farms they had in their home countries. Immigrants were crucial to the settlement of the Great Plains in general, and North Dakota in particular. In 1870, 34% of the settlers in Dakota Territory were foreign-born. By 1915, nearly 80% of North Dakotans were either immigrants or the children of immigrants. Not everyone welcomed the newcomers. The Immigration Restriction League was founded in Boston in 1894. The organization promoted legislation that would tighten regulations on immigration. The League objected to what they considered to be lower-class immigrants from Southern and Eastern Europe. In 1909, the National Association of American Manufacturers said they welcomed immigrants of a desirable quality. As the United States inched toward entering World War I, xenophobia reached new heights. Congress passed a bill restricting immigration, but President Wilson vetoed it. On this date in 1917, Congress overrode his veto and passed the bill. Americans were especially suspicious of Asian immigrants. The Immigration Act required a literacy test for immigrants. They also barred Asian immigrants, except for those from countries with special agreements with the United States, like the Philippines. North Dakota has always been attractive to newcomers. In 1890, 47% of North Dakotans were born outside the country. That was the highest percentage of immigrants in any state. A visit to old church graveyards is an eye-opener to just how crucial immigration has always been to North Dakota. Headstones with German, Norwegian, Russian, Swedish, and Ukrainian names are very common. Immigrants remain an integral part of North Dakota life. Immigrants make up 5% of the state's population and 13% of the agricultural workforce. Popular annual ethnic events like the Deuce of August, Sitten de Mai, and Norsk Hustfest continue to celebrate the immigrant heritage of the state. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Errol Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.